The Osgood Files, sponsored by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Over the weekend, Fox News had an exclusive, the story that NASA scientist Richard Hoover had made a startling discovery, alien life forms that may have a lot more in common with life on Earth than we had previously thought. A couple of problems, though. The story identified Hoover as an astrobiologist, when according to NASA, he is in fact a solar physicist. And number two, the actual astrobiologists say the alien microorganism he found looks a little too much like... Well, I'll explain after this from Charlie. It's just really hard to find decent alien life anymore. That discovery a few months ago of an organism that can live on arsenic was frankly kind of disappointing. And now, NASA is distancing itself from the claim of one of its own scientists, Richard Hoover, that while examining ancient meteorites, he found an alien organism. Carl Pilcher is the director of NASA's Astrobiology Institute.
He is studying meteorites that fell on Earth 100 or 200 years ago in some cases. These meteorites were observed to fall through the atmosphere. They fell onto the ground. They were exposed to whatever microbes were on the ground, whatever plants, whatever animals were around.
Dr. Hoover claims he fractured the meteorites in a sterile laboratory and used a high-power microscope to make images of the bacteria and was astonished to find they were not so different from what you'd find on Earth. But his critic, Dr. Pilcher, says he should not have been surprised at all.
The microbes that Mr. Hoover is finding in these meteorites, he points out in his paper, look just like common microbes on Earth. The simplest explanation is that they are common microbes, but they're from Earth.
No, that's too bad. Although, personally, I'm relieved because I would hate to think the aliens are sending us their germs. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, March 8th, 2011.